Welcome back.
You listen to
Room Guys
and
the Room Guys Talking Network. Brian, the master of the big board, bringing us back with a little bit of Christmas music. Hope you're getting your holiday shopping done, but not quite done yet because we're talking about gifts for the griller. And from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, we're coming to you live. And Standard Lumber has their annual fall clearance going on right now of all the decking material. Yep, you can buy the material, store it till the spring, or if you get a warm day, go out and redeck it. But great time to buy your griller a new surface to start on, which is the decking. But we'll go from there. What are you thinking, Bob?
It is still fall, and it was 10 degrees this week.
That's right. That's right.
Welcome to the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
I think Sunday in Mount Pleasant, our big torch of the north, UPS 98.5, is doing live remote from one of the big hotels right on Mission, and it's a giant gun and knife show.
Oh, there you go.
And that's a great place to go for some Christmas presents, especially if you got my name.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm a knife freak.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
It's public knowledge. But Shasta from Old World Olive Company, sorry to miss you in all this gun and knife talk.
Yeah, I thought you were already at the show, you know, with those big guns you
have. Right, yeah. Snow's out, guns out, right? Yeah, oh, wait, doesn't go like that.
Joe's out.
Right.
So tell us about some gift ideas from Old World.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of new flavors out that I think I touched on it a little bit the last time that I was in, but they're actually in the store now, so you can actually go get them.
Okay.
One of them is a bourbon maple balsamic, and that thing has been flying off
the shelf. I'm on my second bottle of it.
I don't think I have any.
Oh, you need to get some.
Yeah, you do,
I feel
Bob.
Pretty bad.
So I did an event a couple weeks back. Yeah, I know where you can get some.
Right, yeah.
I did an event a couple weeks back with a butternut squash, and I roasted it with a rosemary oil, the squash, and then topped it with candied bourbon maple balsamic bacon. And then drizzled the bourbon maple on top, and it was a huge hit.
So let's talk about how
bacon.
I was going to say, let's talk about how you candy bacon, because that is a great addition to a lot of things.
What'd you do?
So it's so simple, guys. All you do is brush the bacon one side, pop it in the oven. Depends on how crispy you like it. I like my bacon to stand up when I pick my piece up.
Right.
So flip it over, brush the other side. Bake it a little longer, and it's a nice, caramely, deep, rich color, and the flavor is incredible.
Right.
So what temperature? Was it convection or just conventional?
I have a convection oven at home, so, you know,
but
400
did you do
degrees.
Convection?
Yes. 400 degrees. I usually pop the bacon in for 15 minutes, flip it over another 15 minutes, and right about
so
there.
So you're using
done.
Thick bacon then? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, because I totally ruined some this week.
Did you?
Yeah,
well,
trying
we've
that.
Done
I'm not
that.
A baker of bacon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like
my
it.
My bacon was standing up, let me tell you. With charcoal.
It was. Well, we've done that before, too. You know, ovens can vary from time to time, but you can pretty much put any sort of balsamic on bacon, and, I mean, bacon's bacon.
So you didn't reduce it before you put it on there?
No.
Straight out of the bottle?
Straight out of the bottle, brush it on the bacon, bake it, flip it over. You know, brush it again and
crumbled it up and put it on top of that squash bisque. Wow, that's a great fall dish.
I would have a hard time reducing any of their balsamic anyway because it's so good right out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to affect it like that.
Right. Yeah, when you can buy Rachel Ray's already reduced balsamic
$5,
and if you want it, it's great, but it isn't like your stuff by any means. But you're right. It's like, I don't really want to do that.
Well, if you do, here's just a quick tip. You can put balsamic on like a small baking sheet. Just leave it out. It'll naturally evaporate and naturally get thick.
And that's all you're looking for.
Yeah. Right. If you're looking for it to be thicker, yeah.
Yeah, and then do you just take it off with a spatula and use it?
Right. And you're not taking temperature and destroying it.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So how long does that take to, I mean, probably the amount you put on there, but you're just putting maybe like a quarter, eighth of an inch,
something,
a little bit.
Yeah, just spread it on the pan, you know, drizzle it on the pan. I used a smaller baking sheet if I'm going to do that, but
why are there balsamic cat tracks on the counter?
Yeah. That's my black-footed cat.
Whoops. Yeah. And I do have a black cat. It's funny you'd say that.
He didn't used to be. That's why our cats are in the garage. And we just have the prints on our cars.
Here, balsamic. Here, kitty.
We have the tracks all over our cars.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you have some cool little, I'd call them gift baskets.
Yeah. So we have a whole variety of things. And people sometimes can tend to think that balsamic is pricey.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Shasta from Old World Olive Company. You hear us talk about their products literally every week. So we're talking about some gift ideas because it's Christmas gifts for the griller.
Yeah. So, again, any price point you can imagine. We can make gifts that start at about $7 and up. We've got a pre-made 4-pack of 2-ounce bottles, which is about a quarter cup each in one of those 2-ounce bottles. And we've paired the flavors together that are naturally the best sellers. So you take the mind guessing game right out of it and just come in and grab one of those. Those are $25.
Right.
We've got another one, which is a 6-pack. That's right around the $35 range. We can custom make if you've got a griller that wants that bourbon maple or maybe wants our new teriyaki balsamic or an oil. We can custom make any price point.
Can people order those on your website?
Sure can. TheOldWorldOliveCo.com. Yep. And we are offering great deals on flat rate shipping right now.
Because we have lots of people in other cities that you may not have stores in. Tell us your cities.
Plymouth, Michigan. We have a store right down the street from the shop here. Or the station, rather, Monroe Center, the downtown market, and then also in downtown Rockford.
Okay,
right.
Birmingham.
Ooh.
Birmingham. No, we've pulled out of that location.
Okay.
So yeah.
So Plymouth is your main location.
Plymouth is
on that
our
side of the
yeah
state.
Yep. Yep. For
well,
now,
we don't have any stations over there anyway.
Oh
so
well.
We don't know.
Right. People never travel that way though during
no.
the season. Right.
Now, I recommend you don't.
So Shasta, I still think that your oils and balsamics are a mystery to some people. So what are common combinations that go together?
Yeah, so our Meyer lemon oil is fabulous for anything, fish, chicken, pork, anything. We pair that classically with a cranberry pear balsamic, and you just get a nice fresh and bright flavor. Of course, our 18-year balsamic pairs with just about anything, but it's excellent with the Tuscan herb oil. I also like it with garlic or just a plain regional extra virgin olive oil. Right. And the regionals are the ones that are super fresh. They've come from the most current hemisphere. So you're getting all the freshness and all the polyphenols and all the good stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. So the oils that are infused are infused with an extract of the Meyer lemon, if you will, or something.
So
but you really can taste it. It's
you
not
sure
it's
can.
Not an oil with a hint of lemon. It's quite lemony,
it's
if that's a
bam.
Word.
Bam, yeah. You only need a little bit.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
The citrus flavors, what's interesting about those is the olive is actually crushed with the fruit.
Oh.
So you're getting that's why those taste so intense is because you're getting that super intense crush.
Do you have to do that to call it infused?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So,
and you've got several of those. It's not just lemon. I love the lime.
Yeah.
There's other fruit,
blood orange.
Pomegranate, blood orange. They're all like that. And,
yeah.
And you know, if you're thinking about this, just think about what that flavor would be good with. If you're doing pork, you're doing
right.
chicken, you're doing fish, that's where you want to use these things, right?
And
it's not really that complex.
No.
But it's a little intimidating.
And we have recipes. So if you've got a bottle at home, if someone gifts you a bottle this year and you have no idea what to do with it, give us a call or swing in. We
go
have recipes.
Yeah, right. Go to thegrillingguys.com and look on the right side. You'll see all our sponsors. Click on Old World. And it'll take you right to their site. Or you can look at any of our recipes because literally every one of them has your product.
Right.
Speaking of sponsors, coming up next, our friend Anthony from Henry Repeating Arms is going to join us and on the telephone. And we're going to talk about getting a gun on for your griller. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.